So Amalei said back to him, Yimama Balaila Lamali. Like, what do you need something by day, by night? Or Delilah Yimama Lamali. Like, Smashmi, you have to give back to him at night something that he used by day. So for what purpose? What do you have to give back to him? Something good at night and in the daytime. For what purpose? You have to give it back to the Leiva. Omalei said back to him, Ismayu, like, take this away. It's wrong. Omalei said back to him, Loi, don't take it away. Hochi Kama, this is what means to dash in his tzukim. Hochi Kama, this is what we're meant to say. Advo Hashem Eshishiven Loi, that you're supposed to return something to him by the morning, Zuk Sasyayim. Shenitnu Lechavu Balaila. I mean, let's say you have his plow. So you're allowed to take his plow for a mashkin at night time. He doesn't need it at night time. But when it comes the next morning and he needs it, you have to return it to him. Then the Pasuk says, Hoshif Tarshav Le'yesovit, Kevoy HaShemesh, you should return something to him by evening, Zug Sos Laila. That's talking about his pajamas. Talking about his pillow. Shenitnu Lechabu B'yayim. So at daytime, you're allowed to take away his pillow for a mashkin. But you should know, when it comes night time and he needs it to sleep on it, then you have to return back to him as mashkin. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, Mashkun Oyumeis, Shoim Toim Yagabe Bonov. That let's say you took him, the Malva took a mashkin, and the Leva died. So then, Shoim Toim Yagabe Bonov. He's allowed to take it away even from his children. Rashi says, Leva Liacha Shehesha Leatovit. What happened was really the Malva had this mashkin to plow. But it came the next morning and he returned it. And now the Leva died, and his Yoshim, his kids, are sitting on it. The locher is Shoim Toim. The Malva has a right to grab back that mashkin, even from his kids. That even the mashkin kniya. Like Lamaisa, mashkin has a kinyan on it. Like when the Malva first took the mashkin, Bezdin gave him the mashkin, he has a kinyan mashkin. True, there's a stocker for him to give it back to him at night, when he needs it. But really, the kinyan of the mashkin belongs to the Malva. So now that the Loiva died, even though his kids are holding on to it, the Malva has a right to take away that mashkin back from the Loiva's kids. Neitzvei Havakasha. Omer Reb Meyo, Zichi Miach, Reshem HaMashkinin. Once Allah is allowed to take away a mashkin from a Leiva that can't pay back, Lama Machzirin. Why do we return it? If you have right to take away the mashkin, so why do you return the mashkin at night? For the Gemara, Lama Machzirin. Is that a question? How come you have to return a mashkin? Rachmano Mahadah. The Torah says that. Give back his pillow at night. Well, the question is like this. Miach, Reshem HaMashkinin. Since you tell me that Allah is you have to give back this pillow at night, Lama Chayzino Mashkinin. Oh, I'm just asking you a question then. Says, so, since you have to give it back to him every single night, so what purpose are you taking it every single day? Like, you can't use it anyway, and you can't keep it, so what are you taking it for? So the Gemara says, Shaloite Shvias Misham Tosoi. You want to make sure that this is called a halvo that has a mashkin on it, and if a halvo that has a mashkin, Shvias is not Mishamit it. Rashi says, Loite Mashkunin Biyodoi. Till I have a mashkin, you want this to be called a mashkin in your hands. See how the locher is. If you ever lend money on a mashkin, the locher is ain't a mishamit. And even though shviyas, the shmita pierces boy, it's not mishamit, does not stop this chayv. You still have a right to collect the money. And secondly, for lo yasim etaltlo meitzabonav. Also, it should not become etaltlo meitzabonav. Like Rashi says, shelo yomus biyoida mashkin muksaloi, fe metaltlo meitzabonav. We do not consider this like, let's say it's by the Leiva when the Leiva dies. So his kids can't keep it. It's not called like Metaltlim, but it's a mashkin to the Malva. Yuliyas Metaltlim eitz abonav. So taimo to hoder a mashkinay. It's mashmoni kosi hoder a mashkinay. Rashi's mashma shoya biyodai kishimeis Leiva. Mashmitsoni kosi sin the Malva's hands when the Leiva, that's what before. I mean, also what Yuliyas Metaltlim eitz abonav means that if when the Leiva died, the mashkin is in the hands of the Malva, it stays by the Malva. It's not called Metaltlim of the Yershim. But it's mashma clearly, Taima Tohodiru Mashkinei. You know why if the Leiva dies, the Malva has a right to keep the mashkin, only because it's in his hand. So even though the Leiva died, we do not call it by the Yershim, but rather we say this is called Metaltlim, this is called by the Malva. But only if the Malva is holding on to it. But mashma of the Malva is not holding on to it. But right now, it's by the Leiva's kids, they'll be a muchzik in it. They'll be able to keep it. So it's not like we just said before. I'm a ravado bar masno, falav terutze komatastale. Didn't I already give you one answer already? Tiratzach, answer like this. Don't say that shot over here, but rather learn like this. That the question was, that the chimiyach shemach zirin, once you have to return this pillow every single night, and so, lama mashkinin, mikara, What did you take the mashkin in the first place for? To say the pshat is, shloi tei shvias misham tosoi, v'lo yasa metaltel neitzabonov, and that it should never become metaltel neitzabonov. It's not the pshat is that when you're holding it now. The question was, like, even when it's by the leiver, for what purpose did you take it in the first place? That was what the Braitha meant to say. So Teretz is, since you took it in the first place as a mashkin, so it's called a milveh, the mashkin, that shriyas can't stop this chayv. And secondly, as long as you took it at one time for a mashkin, even though lady gave it back to the leiver for the night, and then the leiver died that night, and now the kids want to use that pillow, nothing doing. Since Lamaisa, you had it for a mashkin before, you have a kinyan mashkin, you have a right to take it back. Like we said before. Tana Rabbon. Right, to learn like this. The Pasuk says, Loi tovoi el deisoi lava davutoi. That you're not going to go into his house to take away a mashkin. The malva can't go into the leiva's house to take away a mashkin. So it's mashmo le deisoi atanichnas. You're not going to go inside his house to take away the mashkin. Avalata nichnas le deisoi shel oriv. But you're allowed to go into the house of the oriv, of the guarantee, the co-signer. You're allowed to go to him and take away the mashkin. V'chein way most of the Pasuk is like that. And Mishlei, there's a Pasuk. Lokach bigdoi ki oriv. Zar. They took away his clothing because he was an Oriv. Mashma from an Oriv, you're allowed to take away a mashkin. The Yom, another Pasuk says, Bini, im araf l'riyecha, if you became an Oriv, you're an Oriv for your friend, tokas l'zaka pecha, nekeshas bir meipicha, nekedis. So Rashi says, Bini, im araf l'riyecha, oyim nekeshas bir meipicha, shohen yoseb dvorm, you like fooled him, you made him feel bad with words. All right, turn over. Yeah. So we say, Im raftu l'reyecho, tikas l'zaka pecho, no keshes, bir mepicho. No kedes, bir mepicho. Means, I say zoit. Eifoi b'ni, v'inotzel, ki boyes b'kafriyecho. Ilecho his rapis.
In other words, this is the way you'll be saved, like Bini, Finotzel, Ki Boyes Makafri Yecho, Lecho, Hisrapes, Furarva Yecho. That means like, go humble yourself to your friend, come back to your friend. So dash like this, Pekitza. In Momim Yeshla Biyotcho, if you have his money, Hitaloi, you should not return it to him, pay him up. Pieces Yadra, pay him back the money. Vimlav, and if not, Harbola Olavrayim, and Adrabba, have a lot of friends with him, become close. Be friendly with him. Yeah. L'chad sheni, like another way to interpret this is, l'beiso iya t'nichnas, into his house you cannot enter. Avla t'nichnas l'ischar kesef, but you could enter to receive your pay for the caring that you did. L'ischar kesef, if you carry things on your shoulders. If you hired, you rented, you worked on his donkey to work things for him, you have a right to get paid back. To receive the pay for the inn. She says it means if he painted something for you, so you have to pay him. Maybe even of these things, they made a milver at it, then maybe still you're allowed to go and collect it. And this we say, Tam Loimo Masas Mumba. In other words, any type of a loan has a loch of a milva, and by milva you don't have a right to go inside his house. So any type of a milva, you can't. So the kids say, if you're going to collect your wages that you work for him, then you have a right to go inside his house. But if it's not to collect the wages, you're just going in there to get your milva, for that you have no right to go in. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding up Kuf Tezvov and Meralef. Yeah. Mishnah says, Almono ben shi aniya ben shi ashiro, whether the widow, whether she's rich or poor, ain the mashkin anoisa. If you lent her money, and then you want to take, she doesn't have to pay you back, she doesn't have money, so you're not allowed to take a mashkin from her. Shinema the Pasuk says, Loi sach poil beged almona. You're not allowed to take away the clothing from an almono for a mashkin. So Tana Rabbanan, we're going to brace like this. Almono, when the Pasuk says, Leisach po beged almono, so the word almono, the widow here, bein shi aniya, bein shi ashira, whether she's poor, whether she's rich, ein mamashkin anoisa, you're not allowed to take away a mashkin, you can't take a mashkin from her. Dibur Rebbe Yehuda, there's a Rebbe Yehuda holds. Rebbe Shimon says, Ashiro memashkin anoiso. Aniyo ain memashkin anoiso. Shimon says what? An Ashiro, you could take away a mashkin from her. Only aniyo poor one you can't. So the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, if you have a rich widow and she owes somebody money and right now she doesn't have what to pay back with, can you take away a mashkin from her or not? So Rav Shimon says, with an Ashiro you could. Yeah, again, Rav Shimon ain Ashiro mashkin anoiso, aniyo mashkin anoiso. Shato chayiv lahachzilo. Because the reason why you can't take a mashkin from it is you have to return it to her. And then you're going to give her a bad name. Like you're going to keep on going to go into her house. So it'll be a bad name for her. Like men are coming to her. So therefore you shouldn't take the mashkin. So Mora says, Lememri, you want to tell me to Rabbi Yehuda lo dorish time of the kru, that the kru Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan any time. The pasuk says, Tam, you can't take away your beged. So mashme any almona. Whether she's rich, whether she's poor, we don't go after any svaras, any reasoning. Sam, you don't darsh in time of the kru. Therefore, every amon it's also. For Rabbi Shimon, darsh time of the kru. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a reason involved. So therefore, the reason is only because she's poor, and then the locker will take away a mashkin from her, if you take away her pillow, so you're going to have to give it back to her at night. And that's not nice, because you're a man going to her house, it's going to be a moisi shemra. So therefore, the Torah says, you can't take away a mashkin from her at all. But if she'll be rich, so then the pshat, if you take away a mashkin, you don't have to return it to her. She has plenty of them. You don't have to return this. Then it'll be muta. So you want to tell me Rav Shimon Darshan's time of the Kuro. So Mor says, well, ifcha shaminin lu, we learned just the opposite. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, v'lo yar be'lo noshim, by a king, he's not allowed to have too many wives. Rav Yudu ha'ime, mar behu, no, he's allowed to have a lot of wives. Obavad shalo yehei masises asliboy, like as long as he has good wives. As long as the wives don't take his heart away from Hashem, then it's okay. So Rabbi Shimon, or Shimon says, so that's that Masochet Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's a lot to have, really, just he has to make sure Shlo Yehei Masiras as Liboy. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Afilu Achas, even if you only have one, Vehi Masira as Liboy Reza Leyesienu. Shimon holds no. If that's far alone, even if you only have one wife, that takes your heart away from Hashem, you shouldn't marry her. And came if so, how come the Torah says don't have a lot of wives? Because it can't mean don't have a lot of bad wives, because even one bad wife you shouldn't have. So, what does the pasuk mean? The Gemara says, afilu kavigayil, means even to have good wives like Abigail, still he shouldn't have a lot of wives. So here it is, Akash, here you see just the opposite. You have Shimon holds, takes the pasuk the way it says it. It says lo yar b'loy mash me'ani. Even the best wives, you shouldn't have a lot. And if you don't know, it's the time of the kroah. Therefore, you can't just have bad ones, but good ones you could have. So you see, it's sort of just the opposite. The Gemara says lo yaylam really. Reb Yehuda lo dorish time of the kroah. Reb Yehuda doesn't dash in time of the kroah really. The shani yach yitak is different. The meforish kroah, because here Reb Yehuda holds that the pasuk explains itself. Like when the Torah says clearly the reason, so I'm not darshaning, the Torah says it. The Pasuk says, lo yar v'lo noshim v'lo yosur. So the Pasuk says clearly like, don't have a lot of wives in order that they should not take your heart away from Hashem. So the Pasuk says clearly the reason. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, what the Pasuk is teaching us, you can't have a lot of bad wives, but to have a lot of good wives, you're allowed to. Like, my time of lo yar v'lo noshim, what's the reason why you're not allowed to take a lot of wives? Mishum d'lo yosur. Because the reason they shouldn't take you away, that's shot from Rabbi Yehuda. That's why usually Rabbi Yehuda does not dash in time with the crew. Therefore, it's good now, Mishnah, the Lord Luch of our Bryce before Rabbi Yehuda holds, no matter what time of an Amona, you can't take a mashkin. There's no time in the crew. Here it's different because the Torah says clearly Lo Yosser. For now, the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Shimon? Michti, let's see. The Yalmo dash in time with the crew. Staka true. Usually Rabbi Shimon does dash in time with the crew. If so, lichta rachmona la yarba. So according to Rabbi Shimon, she does it all over. He does dash in time with the crow. Here also, when the Torah says la yarba la noshim, I would understand myself in svara, it means because too many wives will be bad for you. So how come here the Torah has to say la yosur? And that's his question. Again, Rabbi Shimon, michti bial ma dash in time with the crow. Lichta rachmona la yarba la yvina la yosur. Vano yadar and I would know myself. My time of lo yarba, what's the reason why he should not have a lot of wives? Mishum de lo yosur, I would know it without the pasuk saying. If so, lo yosav, the kosher rachman alamali. Why do I need this lo yosav? What does the Torah have to say it for? The Gemara says, afilu achas, even one. O mesiras liboy, harezo lo yisienu. That's what the pasuk means to teach us. It's telling us over here that even if one of them, o mesiras liboy, harezo lo yisienu. So what's here coming out good, Rabbi Shimon says this. So therefore, in Svarataka, it would only be like, if you're displaying only if they're bad wives. In Svar, I should have said, if you have 100 good wives, it should be mutter. But here, Rabbi Shimon says not like that, because here is an extra post, the next word of lo yosser. So lo yosser is teaching me not even one bad one you can't have. If so, what does the pasuk say, lo yarbe? Here, Rabbi Shimon takes it, face value, as it's pasuk saying clearly, lo yarbe without a svara. Therefore, really, it stems all over. Rabbi Shimon does dashen time in the krua. That's why now Bryce here, he says, taka to a rich one, you could take away a mashkin. Only over here, since there's an extra word, lo yosser, here he doesn't dashen time in the krua. Now the Mishnah says, ha-choyv leser rechayim, if you take from mashkin the millstone, is oive mishum leisaseh, you're over lab, vechayim mishum shnei kelim, and you're also over like taking two kelim. Rashi says, ha-elyoin rochov yatachten rechayim. On the millstone, you have two different kelim. So over two, like two labs, you took two kelim. So now the pasuk says, "Lo yachbo rechayim v'rochav." You can't take away your rechayim v'rochav. That's the top part of it. The Rashi says, "Al yain rochav, v'tachtem rechayim." V'lo rechayim v'rochav bovad armor. Not only these things, hello kol davar shoysin by oichon nefesh. Anything that a person needs to live on, you're not allowed to take away from him. Shenema ki nefesh uchayvel. Like the Tos is saying a reason. You know why he can't take away his millstone? Because that's what he needs to live on. You're taking away his nefesh. The Torah says you can't take away a nefesh from somebody. So what's with this? Omer Rafuna says, Chova rechayim, if you take away Ramashkin and rechayim, leikishtayim. You're over two labs. Mishum rechayim, because you took away the rechayim, the millstone from him. Or mishum ki nefesh uchayvel. At the end of the pasuk says, "Kinefesh uchayvul." Yeah. Therefore, it's good. That's what the Funa says. If you take away the rechayim, you're over like two lam. Even though the pasuk only says the one lo yach for rechayim arochov, kinefesh uchayvul. But he holds like the end part of the pasuk is like a lav by itself. When the Torah says the reason, don't take away the smashkin because it's like taking away his nefesh, that's considered like another lav.